Hey people, this is Mariofa from MCJ Studio and I'm back with another episode, and this time I will be talking about fear. Now, I don't know how the last couple of months have been for you all, but I have to say for me, they have been very hectic because for starters, I am going to start my own expo, my own exhibition. I am super, super, super stoked. I have to say, it is something that I had in my head for a long time, but I've actually never thought it would come to reality. But that shows that when you just believe into something and you believe in it and are willing to surrender it, and also even if you're scared, you just do it, you will come to the point where you are. It doesn't matter how many steps it are, you will come to it. And that brings me actually to the point of this subject, fear. Now, I have heard a lot of stories when it comes to fear, and I think that everybody has their own idea about it, and that a lot of people are giving acronyms to it. People are researching it. People are having scientific basis and fundamentals for it. And there's just a lot to say about fear. People will go even so far to say that fear is not even real. Fear is not even something that is that important. You just have to push through it, and you just have to, you know, step over it and don't think too much about it. But what if you are really in a state of fear? What if you are really in that state of anxiety that you completely, and I mean completely, are in this oblivious state of, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is. Now, I can understand that some of you might think, well, why do you want to talk about fear? Why are you going to make this into a matter? Why focus on this? Isn't it better just to concentrate on the things to go against the fear? Isn't it better to concentrate on the things that will make you actually overcome the fear instead of really focusing on it? Well, yes and no. There is really no right answer to it, and there is no one-size-fits-all solution. That is definitely something that I've noticed for myself as being an artist. You know, some of the fears that I have been dealing with and from time to time still deal with is, am I good enough? Is this good enough? Do I want to put my name on this painting, illustration, sketch, whatever it is that I'm busy with? Am I able to create the things I want to create? Am I able to finish the goals that I have? Am I able to be perfect enough? Even that question goes through my mind, and we all know that perfection is something that really, really is so subjective. But it doesn't take away the fact that fear is actually very reasonable. And the reason why I do want to focus on this emotion of fear is because it is really not something that you can hide from. It's not something that you can really run away from. You cannot take it out of your body and just tuck it into a little box and put it somewhere in the back of the closet and hope that it will never appear again. You know, it's going to be like a bad horror story. You'll just pop out of the closet and come after you. So what I think about fear and what I've noticed for myself is that I have for a long time actually fought against fear and fought against the things that I don't want to have. The things that I'm so fearful for, being good enough, being the best, making it, am I going to be successful? Will I make money with this? You know, valid questions that a lot of people have. But fear in itself is not something that you have to just stand by. And what I mean is that you don't have to stand by it. You don't have to carry it with you. You don't have to be led by it. What I have learned through the years is that fear is something that you need to acknowledge. Acknowledge the fear. Look at it, feel it, experience it. If there is somewhere in your body that you're like, ooh, man, I'm actually having my doubts, or I'm feeling kind of anxious about this, acknowledge it. Don't hide it. Don't tuck it away. Don't put it underneath the rug, because it will get bigger. Anything that you try to fight will get bigger, because you're putting all your concentration on it and you're putting all your focus on it. Now, mind you, there is a difference between acknowledging what you're feeling in the moment and actually focusing on something and making it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. The main difference between it is that when you acknowledge what's happening in the moment, is that you release yourself from the judgment that you have over it. And we are already living in a world that is full of judgment. We like something, we don't like something. We post it or we don't repost it. We find it ugly or we find it beautiful. We are in a world that is very subjective. I mean, the world of art is very subjective. You know, everybody has their own taste. Everybody has their own liking. Something can be ugly, something can be beautiful, something can be understandable, some things are abstract. It's such a subjective field that we are in. And allowing yourself to actually say, I acknowledge that I'm having this feeling of fear, is actually allowing yourself to look at it, but not to judge it, not to say it's good and not to say it's bad, but to actually feel the feeling. And that's a strange space to be in, because our tendency is to right away to say something about it. Oh, you're feeling that. You're feeling fearful about it. You might not want to make that decision. Or, oh, are you fearful or anxious? Or maybe you did this the moment that you need to jump. And the only way that you can back off that is to get off the subject. Acknowledge that you're fearful, but get off the subject. Get off the feeling of what it is, but acknowledge that it is there. Again, it's a really strange space to be in. And it takes some practice to say, well, I feel a little bit anxiety. I'm not going to do that because it's bad. You don't have to label it. The other part of focusing on it and making it bigger and bigger and bigger is actually exactly that. You're focusing on it, you're giving it a label, you're putting it into a box. And because, you know, in our world that we're living in, it doesn't matter if you do not or do want something, both will happen. So being in a space of something that you do not want to happen because you're fearful or anxious of it is actually the fact what's going to happen. You are creating a moment, a status, a label in which you say, I want to have this happen that it doesn't happen because I'm fearful for it. And exactly that situation will appear because we label it, we focus on it, we let ourselves be led by it. And that brings me actually to the next point. So first we talked about the fact that fear is something that you can acknowledge, but you don't have to label it. You don't have to judge it. Coming to the second point is that fear or any emotion that we have, we can use it as a compass. This is something that I've learned just recently, because looking at the personality that I have, I can have the tendency to really jump on into my emotions and make maybe decisions too quickly because I'm fearful or demotivated or anxious or whatever it is. And the thing that I have come across to is that your emotions are not there to lead you. Your emotions are there to show you where you are at the moment. So in the moment with the circumstances that you are in, your compass is showing you where you're standing. That's all. And that's all you need to know for the moment. Don't let yourself be led by the fear. You don't have to go right completely into the feeling of fear and ride that whole roller coaster. It's going to drive you insane, and it has driven me insane for a long time. And I'm finally back into the sanity of it, so let me stay there for a while. Let that be a compass. Let it be a point where you can say, at this moment, in this situation, with these conditions and this circumstance and these circumstances and the people around me, I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling this feeling. It's not making me feel comfortable. And that leads me to the third and last point. The only thing that you know for that moment that you're in and that you may be in the fearful space is, of course, that moment. You don't know anything about the future. You don't know anything about the past. Now, I know the past tells us about the things that we do not need to repeat for the now and in the future. And looking into the future, we can actually do some due diligence and say, well, we don't have to make that decision, you know, right now, so that we have to go through an experience in the future. Of course, that stands, that is completely valid. And still, with that being said, within the moment that you're in and you have that feeling of fear, what would be the next best step in the moment that will take you from fear to comfort? What would be the next step that would make you feel less fearful? And in a lot of instances, it means that you have to go through with the things that you are going through. In a lot of instances, it might be that you have to let go of certain things that you are fearful of letting go. You know, life is not always fair. It's not always equal. But it's in order. If there's something that you definitely can say about the universe and this world, it likes order. It likes things to happen in a certain sequence. And if not, it will do anything and everything in its power to make things be back in order. So ask yourself if this is now not the best moment for you to have the feeling that you have. What can you do now to lessen the fear, actually? And what would be the next step to make it even less? And what would be the next step to even make it less? It might not even go away completely. Please believe that. It might not go away completely. It might not ever go away. And sometimes a compass will react really strong into a situation, but it's not something that you have to judge. It's not something you have to label, and it's not something that you have to act upon. You can ask yourself, is this something that I want to continue, even if I feel it? And what is it that I can do that will lessen the fear? Now, I'm very curious to know what it is for you that might lessen that fear, might lessen that anxiety. I would love to do an in-depth podcast about it and talk about some of the fears and discuss some of the fears with you as podcast listeners of what you're dealing with as an artist or entrepreneur. So let me know what it is. And maybe I will make a part two about it and discuss one of the many things that we are dealing with in our daily lives. So I hope that this podcast has brought some insight, some perspective for you, and maybe something that you, of course, can share. And As always, your interaction is so welcome into this. Your input is so welcome into this. So don't hesitate to send me any questions, tips, or remarks about this podcast. So for now, I'm going to say have a good one. Have a great day. Create. Ask yourself, if you're in a fearful state, what will lessen the fear? And what will be the next step in the moment to lessen the fear? You don't have to go all the way in the future. We don't have to go all the way in the past. But what is the next thing that you can do in the moment? So for now, I'm going to say have a good one again. And you will hear from me next time.